It's time for your Southeast Regional Ag News on the Ag Information Network. I'm Haley Shipp. U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack last week announced that the Biden-Harris administration is investing $73 million in 21 grant projects through the first round of the Meat and Poultry Processing Expansion Program. The USDA is delivering on the multi-pronged goals of these investments by number one, supporting producer-focused business models. Number two, strengthening local and regional food systems. Number three, reducing barriers to processing, such as with the Cutting Edge Meat Company, a facility in Leakesville, Mississippi, which provides pork and beef processing for producers in Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, and Florida. With this investment, they will significantly increase their capacity and shorten the six-month backlog for processing currently facing producers. Number four, competing at scale. Number five, restoring jobs in rural places. And six, empowering family-owned businesses. The program was designed to support capacity expansion projects in concert with other private and public finance tools. Last week's announcement is the first round of funding made available through Phase 1. Additional announcements are expected in the coming weeks. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Haley Shipp. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.